Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. You know, this morning we're going to be finishing up on this message called Do Not Swear, and it's not talking about cursing, but it's talking about swearing you're going to be somewhere or swearing that something's going to happen, or you swear on this person's grave, or you know those sayings that we have. The Bible's really going to tell us what we should do in those situations. And so we're going to be picking up here in a minute with Pastor Reynolds in Matthew chapter 5 as he finishes up last week's message. But I want you to keep in mind that this is actually part of a much larger series on the Sermon on the Mount, which is a message that Christ himself preached while he was here on this earth. So without any further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds to continue, Do Not Swear.
Matthew 5, verse 33 through 37 reads, Again, ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, Swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more of these cometh of evil. Christ, in this place, boldly declares a person should not swear at all, because no person has control over anything. Not even our life, not even our breath. Not even our own heartbeats. All of us have plans, but all of our plans will not be accomplished if we rely only upon our strength or our knowledge. Notice, in the book of Luke 12, verse 16 through 21, Jesus Christ here gives the parable of the rich fool. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You see, the rich man here was very willing to build bigger barns to hold all of the great crop increase he had. But he lost it all. You know why? It was because that he died that very night. He did not get to enjoy the fruits of his labor. This is exactly what Christ is talking about in Matthew 5, 33 through 37. None of us have control over tomorrow, or even this afternoon, or even this very next minute. We only live in the here and now, so we should never act as if we have control over that which we do not. Christ says it is wrong to swear to anything we cannot control. But religious men in that day believe that it's okay to confirm that which we cannot control. In Matthew 5, verse 34, Christ states, But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. You see, the word swear here, it doesn't mean to curse or to take the Lord's name in vain. We commonly use the word swear to mean that. But in this passage, the word swear means to affirm or to promise a thing. Christ says that we should never say we will do anything when we really have no control at all over it. We can't even control our own living. We cannot control our own dying, much less over accomplishing a certain thing. Now, it is okay to say, if the Lord will, I will do this or that. But never say outright that you will do something when you can't even control whether you'll live or not. James 4, verse 12 through 17 states this. Go to now, ye that say, Today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that he ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. In verse 13, this person says that they plan on going into another city. And they plan to stay there about a year. And they plan to buy and sell. And they plan to receive a profit. They say they will get a profit from buying and selling, but they haven't even bought or sold anything yet. Christ says that it is wrong because nobody knows how long they shall live. Maybe they will still be alive a year from now, but they may not be alive a year from now. Our life is very short. It is like a vapor on boiling water. It just doesn't last very long, and it is often gone before we know it. For this reason, we all should say this: if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Sometimes we need to be still and to think before we do anything. If the Lord grants us life, then we shall live, and then we shall do this or that, if that is His will. Our will is to keep on living, to keep on moving around, to keep healthy, to keep wealthy. But that may not be God's will for our lives. Which will is going to be accomplished? I would ask you the question, which will is going to be accomplished? Our will or God's will? Well, God's will, of course. Therefore, we should always say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Notice where the sin is in James 4, verse 12 through 17. It is in verse 16, which states, but now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. That's verse 16. The boastings in verse 16 goes way back to verse 13, which tells of the person's evil boasting about what he plans to do without asking God anything at all. Don't ever do this. But always, first, recognize that our lives are in the very hands of Almighty God, and everything we do is dependent on God giving us life and breath and health. Now, let's look back in the book of Matthew 5, verse 34. Jesus says, but I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. Christ in this place declares to his disciples four things they cannot control. Christ mentions four things that only God can control. We must be very careful to not try to take control over that which belongs to God alone. Number one, we cannot declare anything at all will happen in heaven because that is God's throne, not our throne. This is one of the things that we cannot control, things that are in God's domain. Number two, Matthew 5:35 states, we cannot declare anything at all will happen in the earth because that is God's footstool. This is referring to Isaiah 40, verse 22, which states, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Point number three is this. Matthew 5:35 states that we cannot declare anything at all will happen in Jerusalem, or any other city, far as that goes, because all of these cities belong to God and not to us. Number four, Matthew 5:36 states we cannot swear even by our own head, because we are unable to make one hair of our head white or black. Christ is here speaking of the natural color of our hair, not dyed or colored hair. You might change the outward color of your hair. Both men and women dye their hair, but you will never change the natural color. That is the way that it is. Verse 37 states this, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more of these cometh of evil. What does Jesus mean when he says our communication should be yea, yea, or nay, nay? Does Christ mean that everybody is commanded to say yea, yea, or nay, nay, and nothing more? Well, that's a little silly to think that God commands us to say only these two words, especially when God has given us the entire Bible, which contains many more words than just these two words. Christ is referring to the subject of Matthew 5, 33, verse 38. The subject of Matthew 5, 33-38 is swearing or proclaiming the certainty of a thing you will do when you cannot control it. Don't ever say you will do something when in fact you may not even live another day. Don't swear at all. It's okay to say yes, you'll do a certain thing tomorrow, or no, you won't. But don't swear you will or you won't. Don't swear about tomorrow, which you cannot control. It may be that tomorrow you can do what you said yesterday you would do, because situations sometimes change when we really don't expect them to. Has this ever happened to you? It has to me. Each day we should do only as God allows us to do. Anytime we give the impression we can control tomorrow, we are wrong. It is very evil to give that impression. Remember, the book of Luke 12, verse 16 through 21, is the parable of the rich fool. The rich fool decided to pull down his barns and build bigger barns. But he did not know that God was going to call for his soul that very night. In James 4, verse 13 through 17, the Bible declares that we don't even know what tomorrow holds for us. Therefore, it is wrong to tell anybody with certainty what we plan on doing tomorrow. It is okay to say we will do a certain thing tomorrow if the Lord will. Both Luke 12, verse 16 through 21, and James 4, 13 through 17, gives the exact same lesson. Never assume to know about tomorrow, especially when we know so little about today. This is exactly what Jesus Christ is talking about in Matthew 5, verse 33 through 37, when he states that we should never swear at all, neither by heaven, for that is God's throne, nor by the earth, for that is God's footstool, neither by Jerusalem, because we cannot control any city, neither shall we swear by our own head, because we can't even make one hair white or black. That is what he's saying. This ought to teach us who is in control of this world. It is not us. It is rather Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Today, if you're lost, we pray that you might trust the Lord Jesus Christ and turn to Him from your sins, that Jesus Christ can give you everlasting life. He is a great God.
So you remember what Pastor Reynolds said in the first couple of minutes of this morning's message? He talked about, we don't even have control over tomorrow, or even over the next minute. So how can we swear about something that we don't even control? We don't even know if we're going to be alive tomorrow. So how can we swear about what we're going to do tomorrow? So keep in mind, we're not talking about cursing or talking about, we're talking about actually swearing we're going to do something, or swearing that something is going to happen. And I just encourage you, based on this message, to be careful with the words that you use and be careful what you commit yourself to. You know, we may live in a culture that doesn't take promises or people's word very seriously, but even when the culture doesn't, God does. And He's told us to be careful what we say and how we do it and the promises that we commit to. And we need to make sure that we're not swearing that we're going to do things that we really don't know if we can commit to. And that's why it's best, as the Bible says, to just say yes, you're going to do something, or no, you're not going to do something. Well, before time slips away, let us once again invite you to attend services with us today. We'll be meeting at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then 4:30 worship services. In addition, we'd like to invite you to check out our website at independencebaptist.org. From the website, you'll be able to read a lot of different articles, listen to prior radio broadcasts, or even email Pastor Reynolds any questions that you might have. Well, as we close today, we do want to thank you for listening and pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.